the parent of like a little kid, I think, has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent and some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama.
Yes, and
PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. As you can tell, Wally is not here. He is on vacation for this week. But Gavin and I have stepped up and we're giving you an Aftercast that you can enjoy.
We're here for you.
We are. We're here for you. So we didn't have one yesterday. That's because Gavin took the day off.
I did, yes.
So what did you end up doing?
Yesterday, my wife's dad and her grandpa are in town. And so we hung out in downtown Franklin. Went to a restaurant, like an Irish pub, and then we walked to a few antique stores. Haley wanted some expensive furniture.
Uh-oh.
We did not get said expensive furniture.
Like how expensive?
Like too expensive, like $1,000 plus. So, yes.
No.
It was really nice stuff. She wants this collective feel in our home. We have a lot of eclectic stuff, as she says, and she wants to sort of streamline a lot of things. And I was like, well, let's do it for cheaper, and we'll go find something in the future. So she's got a few things on Target that match what she wants, but at a cheaper price.
Got
as
it.
Well.
Did you end up buying anything?
No. No, we did not. Just lunch.
Did her dad?
No.
Oh. Where'd y'all go and eat?
It was called McCreary's, I think. It's on that strip in downtown Franklin. It's just like right in the middle.
I know, I've heard of it.
Across from the theater, I think, is where that is.
It's so bougie there. But a lot of fun.
I know. I love going down there. Her dad's a big antique. He has like an antique store himself. So him going into all these stores is like his big thing. But I will say another thing that I did, because I want to talk about another thing I did this weekend. I helped move somebody from our church. And I was probably at a house an apartment complex for about 8 hours or so. Do you remember when we moved you back in 2019
yes.
into that apartment. Thank you for how good that was. That was a good day. I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, and I know there were a lot of us there to help.
Yes,
you,
but my
but you were
mom.
Ready.
Yeah, my mom had told me I had moved a lot, but my mom had always told me, have everything boxed and ready to go, and push it as far as you can to the front door. And that's what I had done.
Yes.
I'm taking it that that was not the case in this situation.
It was a relatively unpacked place. It was packed, but not completely packed. And she was moving from a second floor apartment. And you moved to a first floor apartment. This woman was moving from a second floor apartment to a third floor apartment. And so we're talking couches going up three flights of stairs, tables, drawers, dressers. And then probably like 100 or so boxes. I probably went up a good 100 or so flights of stairs in the one day.
Man.
My calves still hurt.
How'd you get roped into this?
So I'm part of our church's sort of, what is it called? The like it's a men's outreach and service team.
Oh, okay.
They call
okay.
it A6 and it's based on like the church and Acts 6 or something. And you're kind of like asked, to help, you know, the widows and, you know, single moms, people that don't have sets of hands to help them. And so it's totally a worthwhile thing to do, and I'm totally happy to have done it, but I'm grateful for the moves I've been a part of that have been simpler than that one.
Well, and you got your exercise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I lost like 4 pounds that day. Still am.
Yeah. I had this old couch that was from the 70s, probably. I got it at an antique store. They claimed to me that it was brand new. They had found it in a antique store. It was still wrapped in plastic, all this stuff. Like, there wasn't a thing wrong with it. But it had a sleeper in it. And you know when it has a sleeper,
yeah,
they're heavy.
It's going to be a lot.
Well, Wally came and helped me with moving, along with many other guys that
this
helped.
This is the plaid couch?
Yes.
Is it? I don't know if I ever saw this.
And he hurt himself, like, first minute in. And I never heard the end of that couch and how I needed to burn it and all this stuff. So, anyways, it's a pain.
Oh, yeah.
But that is very kind of y'all to help women out there that might have pay for. Did you get anything?
Jimmy John's.
You got a sandwich.
I got she ordered mini Jimmy's.
Mini?
little half Jimmy John's sandwiches.
Oh.
I ate probably like 4 of those throughout
the
day.
Okay.
And I will say this, because she owned 2 cats, I believe.
Mm.
Whenever we moved back in the OG days of, what's your other cat's name?
You don't remember my cat's name?
I know that there was Gus.
Yeah.
And then I can't.
The one you actually saw and met, because you never met Gus.
I never met Gus. I've never met Beans.
Clementine.
I'm so sorry. Because I have Gilly and I have Beans in my head.
Yeah.
I know Gilly is Nicole's. I'm sorry, Clementine.
Anyway,
but
Clementine. She passed.
It didn't feel like we were moving a cat.
Well, because I
household.
I think I had her locked in my bedroom in the back. So, because I didn't want her to be disturbed or anything like that.
Call.
And so, I tried to think out everything so that I wasn't a nuisance to anyone that came.
I touched so much cat litter and hair over this weekend at that apartment complex.
Uncalled for.
It's she had 2 of them. It's hard to wrangle every last bit and piece of that puzzle. I totally get it, but I don't like cats.
Yeah.
I've landed on, I love Beans. Beans is awesome. I love photos of him, but I don't like cats.
And that's okay. I feel the same way when it comes to dogs.
Oh, sure.
I have 2 friends that are about to move into a house that they're going to rent, and they've went and saw it for the very first time, like walked through, and I guess the previous owners had dogs, and they said the carpet was just horrible.
Dogs destroy carpets. They leave them looking just awful. It's like good because Haley and I live in a wood floor home, so that doesn't do any damage. But dogs are awful for like apartments or houses.
Yeah.
Carpet, terrible.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm glad that you're not helping people move, but you're here at work.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So I was going to tell you about this text message that I got from Wally. He texted me yesterday. It was a picture of his Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I guess he was able to order it by himself this time. He's in Florida. And so
I wonder if he said for me.
It was for him.
Or did he
go, his wife.
This is for my daughter.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he blamed it on someone else, because he did call it a complicated order. And it is the truth. It
Absolutely.
Is a complicated order. But he was able to do it on his own. And I said, wait, let me just pull it.
Oh, because you actually are the one who always orders.
Yeah, I'm
his
the one that, because it's
him.
So complicated.
Oh,
so anyways, I took like a screenshot of it the last time I ordered it so that he could do it on his own. And so he sent me this picture and I said, now your poor family will have to experience what you're like on that stuff. Because when he has a large undecaffeinated. Wait,
it's just caffeinated.
But when he has a caffeinated large coffee, I have a picture of it right here. He gets large. He gets 6 caramel swirls. Now, typically it comes with 4. He gets 6.
And those are healthy pumps, you know?
Yeah, healthy pumps. Yeah. 6 liquid cane sugar pumps. Okay. Mm. On top of that, then 6 creams when it usually comes with 4.
Okay. We're hitting
and
the
then
pump
on
a lot
top
here.
Of that, he wants cold foam, which is pretty much just whipped cream,
which we all love. Like nobody hates on that.
Good, but anyways, it's a lot of sugar. So I can only imagine what his family had to experience experience with him on that. I said, now your family has to experience it. And he said, I know I'm not easy, but I'm worth the trouble.
If he's the one saying that and it's not sustained by like other people saying, yes, you are worth the trouble.
Right.
Then maybe is
you
it really
rethink
true?
Things. You should rethink things.
And that is interesting because I've not like met, you know, all of his family a bunch of times. You've known them for a very long time. You've known Haley since she was a total child.
Yeah.
But it does seem to me like every woman in his life, in his family, are pretty even keeled. Like he doesn't have these like intense personalities.
I don't think he could handle it.
No. And I don't think that that would be a healthy family. I think it's a good
There'd
balance.
There'd be a lot of shouting.
That he is up here and they keep him probably in a good, healthy zone.
Yes. Yes. I agree. I think they have to be because he's an 8 on the Enneagram. Mm. And surprisingly, him and Chad, Pastor Chad, they both get along really well being 8s. But I think Chad is healthy. Whereas Wally is unhealthy.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Chad's been a pastor in his life. He's got.
So he's trying.
And it's almost insane that that's true, given that he has 5 kids. Wally Ooh. Only had to have, you know, only chose to have 1 daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Chad's a fantastic guy, considering all the things that he's had to deal with in his life.
Yeah, and he's even got kids that are 8s.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, too, that did you watch anything about the Queens?
No. Just this morning, we've had the TV on, and we caught a smidgen of monarchy news.
Right.
So, I don't know anything else.
So yesterday, I was in here, and I was watching it. They had taken the Queen's coffin and moved it from where it was to where it is now, which is some cathedral or something. I'm not sure. But anyways, it was so rule-based. And by that, I mean like how they moved the coffin, how they turned it to get it in the car, how they turned it to go up the stairs.
So like, proper.
It was super proper. And I'm watching this and they have horse-drawn carriages and all this stuff. Like it's really fancy. And there's not any noise at all. And I mean, the roads are lined with people and their phones and they're quiet. No one's cheering.
That's so interesting.
No one's crying. It is complete silence. All you can hear is like the hooves of the horses.
Sure.
It was just amazing to see the respect that they showed to this woman, given she's 96 years old and she made it that long. That's pretty crazy. But also, too, I thought this was interesting. So trailing behind her coffin was her 4 children. I believe she has 4.
Okay.
But Prince Charles, well, now King Charles, was back there with his sister and 2 of his brothers. One of them is Prince Andrew. And if you remember, Prince Andrew has gotten some heat because of sexual assault cases against him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in with that Epstein guy. Like, he was friends with the Epstein guy. And
touchy.
There's, like, photos of him.
Oh.
Like, yeah. So, anyways, they're going down the street, and I mean, they're all dressed in these like nice suits and stuff. And someone yells out in the crowd, Andrew, you're a gross old man, or something like that. This guy got arrested that yelled that out.
Were you like, you saw it? Like, did you see it live on TV?
No, I saw it on the news earlier this morning. But, anyways, that guy got arrested for public. Public disruption. I guess because he's the prince. I don't know.
Yeah.
But all that to say, I read that Charles is writing him off after this. Like, Andrew's not going to be a part of anything after this. Because
deal.
Of all of the things that have been happening
him. And, you know, from a logistical standpoint, like, if Andrew's got no path, per se, towards being the king himself, then it probably is good just to have him be...
Yeah.
Not a part of this, not let any of that drama come on, because this is this is a transitional time. You don't want something dragging down what is already sort of a tough thing to maneuver, I would assume.
And what's interesting, too, is Charles, I believe, is already in his 70s. So
he doesn't look good.
No, he's old. But already people are asking questions about his health. Some people accused him of having sausage fingers. So what this means
what does that mean? Because I have pudgy fingers.
They said they're red and swollen.
Mm.
And people are, I guess, concerned, thinking, is this a sign of health problems? Will he be on the throne long?
Well, yeah, because I guess he could have like high blood pressure and all these things.
Right.
Because a lot of times when I've had that before, yeah, my fingers do get pudgy and red and swollen. And I'm 26. So,
Well, they asked a doctor about it. And he said that it could be a lot of different conditions that can cause bloating of your fingers. But your body retains fluid in your limbs. So it could be arthritis.
Okay.
So it's nothing to be, you know, concerned with. It's just that he's showing signs of his age.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, arthritis will definitely happen when you're in your 70s.
Comes for us all at that point.
It comes for us.
Gives us all sausage fingers.
Are you doing anything to, like, slow down or prevent bad health when you get older?
So that's, in essence, that's been the whole health journey for me, is that I started the year around like 240 pounds, which if you're going based on like what a 5'6" male at my age should be, it's 100% not that.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, and because I know that like high blood pressure runs in my family and just other health stuff runs in the family, my idea being that I do need to lose the weight because I think that sets me up to be a healthier person and to have a healthier body to take on certain things. I also want to be able to play like sports with my kids someday and whatnot. But I am trying to get ahead on all that. I'm not doing a great job when it comes to like, you know, dental hygiene. I'm going to the dentist in a while.
I can't even remember the last time I went
but
to the dentist.
You have great teeth.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say, Betty's got sausage teeth or something.
Sausage teeth. Yeah. But I mean, the thing is too, I don't really see that as a loss. It's like if they get bad, just pull them out and give me dentures and we'll call it a win.
I will say my Haley's grandpa does have dentures and it's kind of hilarious to watch him sometimes. He'll start, he's like, sorry, they're falling out. Let me push those back in. Or he takes them out when he goes to eat something.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
The one thing I worry about is my knees.
Really?
Because I sit funny. I don't realize I'm doing it until people point it out. But they do bother me if I sit for too long. Like I need to stand up and like move them around, but then they feel fine. But I know that runs in my family. Like my dad, his knees hurt, but he just, I mean, once you get up and moving, you're fine.
Yeah, I think that because that's for me, like my calves were murdering me all weekend, but it was more that once you get up, you're like, and then you just get into a rhythm of moving and your body ends up being fine. It's just like breaking out of the stiffness. But so in your head, do you try to do things to combat what could come for you later down the road then?
You know, I want to do better at eating healthy. The problem is that I don't know the recipes, nor do I have the
desire
to do it, especially when Chick-fil-A is just minutes down the road.
Right there.
And I'm like, well, I'll just get a salad. And I mean, that is healthy.
It is healthy.
It could be worse.
There are things you get from salad that you would not get from the fried elements at Chick-fil-A.
Right. But I would say that living with Nicole has helped because she's vegan.
That's good.
And so she's introduced me to a lot of things. But once again, she's not home that much.
It still falls on you.
And so it's hard to cook for one person.
Sure.
And then you have all this expired fruits and vegetables just sitting in your fridge. I just don't know what the answer is. Like, I know I need to do better. I just don't know how.
Well, I could definitely help you with recipes if you wanted.
Really?
And I could.
Y'all do healthy recipes?
Oh, yeah, I do healthy recipes.
Oh.
My entire lunch this week is simply just chicken, carrots, and broccoli.
Wow.
Now, the thing that's hard with that is, like, that doesn't sound very exciting.
No.
And it's hard to look at those kinds of recipes and say, oh, I want to do that all the time.
Right.
Because you really don't want to.
No.
And then you get tired of it. And then you start making things and buying things and doing the frozen things. But if you can do like two recipes a week on your own that are getting you certain nutrients that are better for you than just the fried elements or the frozen elements,
right,
then it's like a win. It's
yeah,
helping you
step up.
Yeah, I
think what I need to do is start keeping a calendar, because you know how things can get out of hand and you don't realize they are.
Yeah.
But if I keep a calendar of the times that I eat fried food compared to the days that I eat veggies, I think I would be astonished.
You could go on the, because Wally's got the Fry It diet, you could go on the keep track of your Fry It diet.
I'm not taking any diet advice nor health advice from Wally.
No,
he is
Wally,
the complete opposite of anything.
It is so ironic that he kind of just hovers in this like weight range. Like he doesn't really ever in my eyes look like he goes too heavy or look like he gets too light. He just stays in the same realm and, you know, usually just complains that he wants to lose more weight.
Well, he also, too, is constantly moving his feet and his legs. He cannot sit still. And I'm sure that that's got to burn.
Oh, probably.
Something. I don't know. And choked on my spit. I'm okay, guys.
All right. Do you want to move to birthdays?
Yes, I do.
What's next?
Okay. Happy birthday, Murray.
Oh, Murray.
Yes, Murray. He said Murray loves Jesus, his family, and Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Anyways, moving on. The question is, if you had unlimited funds and could make one modification to your existing car, what would you change?
I would probably go for the fail-safe, it will not fail, like self-driving car. If I could, because I will say, I do text a lot while I'm driving.
Gavin.
It's not healthy. I do the talk texting, but even then you sort of have to like look down.
It's not good.
I'll look through social media.
Gavin!
It's so unhealthy.
That's so bad.
I'm still here though. So I would go for the self-driving.
Remind me not to drive around you.
No.
Yeah, self-driving would be great for you.
So I would love that. And maybe that would be a bad thing. Sometimes it's nice to be able to drive and take a hold of the wheel and just cruise. But I think most days I wouldn't mind, especially in the mornings when I'm tired. There are some moments on my 20-minute drive where I'm sort of like hovering in and out. Not in and out of. That would be dangerous. Mm-hmm. As dangerous as texting. But like, I do not want to be driving early in the morning. So I'd love for...
I could see that.
Self-chauffeuring, basically.
I like that. That's a good one. You know, it's funny that this question came up because I was just talking about this yesterday. There's so many things in my roommate's car, like, I mean, she has like a 2012 something or other, but it's got like a backup camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's got buttons on the steering wheel that change the radio or whatever.
I've got those, yeah.
She's got a Bluetooth like hookup in her car. I don't have any of that.
I know, because what is it? It's Jubal, right?
Yeah, he's a 2011.
Oh, so he's been a year younger than the 2012?
Maybe I've got the year wrong.
Maybe.
But yeah, he's a 2011 and he doesn't have any of that. Like, he has automatic windows. He has a little plug-in that I could plug in an MP3 player.
MP3 player.
I know.
That is definitely like just the era before what we currently have right now. I will say, I think there are some things about like a backup cam and stuff in the modern cars that aren't as good for us because I just throw it on, look at the backup cam and just back up based on that. Mm-hmm. And I got in Haley's 4Runner, which is from like 1999 the other day. And I like started backing up and I wasn't even looking because I thought I could just look and there's no screen. I have to turn.
Yeah.
I'm not as good at it.
You get out of practice.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah, but I think I would go with the buttons on the steering wheel to change the radio.
Oh.
Because I have to vibe when I drive. And I am constantly like looking for the next song or changing CDs or changing radio stations or whatever. Like, that would be so nice for me to just push a button on a steering wheel. But
be simple. Do you have CDs in your car? Like CDs that you love and you can switch in and out of? Because it's funny because my car doesn't even have a CD player in it.
It doesn't? What
no, it's all Bluetooth. It expects you to always be able to. I miss that though.
Because wow.
I had CDs that I wanted to listen to and I was like, oh, I can't.
Wow.
I don't got
back in the day,
in.
I used to have that visor thing that you'd put. There's like a Velcro visor you could put. Strap it to your sun visor in your car and it would carry all of your CDs.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
I mean, that thing was packed solid. Sometimes it was double CDs in one slot. I had it all. I don't do that anymore. I have like maybe 3 CDs in my car right now and that's it. The rest are on my phone.
Okay.
And so I'm so thankful for it. I did I tell you one time I got pulled over? This was years ago.
Ooh.
I got pulled over because my CD book, I don't know what you want to call it, but you know when you could open up, like, it's kind of like a notebook and you open it and there's like all these sleeves of CDs. I had that, but it was underneath the passenger side.
Oh.
And I was driving home, so I was already driving, but the songs just weren't vibing with me and I needed something new.
Gotta fix
so
that.
I was leaning over trying to get the notebook, CD notebook, out from under the passenger seat. And I guess I was swerving in and out of the lanes and I got pulled over by a cop and he was asking if I was under the influence. And I was like,
oh, because
no.
It would look like it.
Yeah. I was like, no, I was just trying to get that CD out from under.
Just trying to vibe while I drive, officer. Bat my eyes at you.
And I know you're probably thinking, did she get a ticket? I did not. I was let off with a warning.
Were you crying?
No, I wasn't crying, but I was laughing at the situation because I knew he was going to think I was ridiculous. Sure. And at the time, I was probably 18 or 19. Like, I was super young. But
They are, I feel like, lenient when you're younger, though. Mm-hmm. I do like that. But, well, yeah.
I've always heard that if you keep a bottle of water in your car...
Dab your eyes with it?
No, you pour it in your lap. And it makes it look like you've gone to the bathroom. And I have to go to the bathroom.
And then
they'll let you go.
You've wet your pants? Mm-hmm. That's an interesting tactic.
Why don't you try it? Let me know how it works.
I don't plan on getting pulled over anytime soon.
Have you ever gotten pulled over?
No, I've never been pulled over
before. Yeah, you seem like a cautious driver.
Oh, I drive 5.
Except when you're texting and driving.
Oh, no, that's an element that probably will get to me someday. But, no, I don't drive too far of the speed limit. Whenever I don't like Haley driving on road trips because she's like a punch-it kind of girl.
What do you mean?
She'll hit, you know, 10 plus miles an hour over the speed limit, which if you're passing a car, I think that's okay. You're trying to get over into this lane. But she inherently does have a lead foot. And we were going through Texas 2 years ago. And in Texas, you have a lot of these roads where it's 75, 75, 75. And then you hit a small town and it goes 55, 45, 35.
Mm-hmm.
And she missed this sign where it was dropping from 75 to like 45.
Oh.
And so we're going 75 and a 45.
Oh.
And there's like a truck that was in our way and we don't see the cop come around and she's driving. And that's the only time I've been pulled over, like that I've been in the car that's been pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared. Just pantsless per se. And I did not think that we were going to, you know, walk away from that. I was like, we're going to get arrested 30 miles an hour over. And he's like, yeah, man, blah, 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 here's your ticket. And I was like, oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
And it was like, you know, $300 ticket because it was, you know, 30 over. You know,
how many times has she gotten pulled over?
Like 5 times. Haley is a criminal by all accounts in the vehicle. And
Haley
is
a criminal.
I like to drive.
I don't
when
blame
it's the
you.
Road trip.
Just Holy for, cow.
Just for our bank
all
account.
All for speeding?
It's all for speeding, yeah. Like she's, I guess there was one time she got in a mini accident, but that's not being like pulled over. Like the cop just showed up to handle the situation. But yeah, she's been pulled over multiple times for speeding.
Dang.
So
I'm not riding with her.
No. She's... And she's a great driver, and she's fantastic, and I think she knows that that's her habit. She's not, you know, she doesn't deny that she's, like, got these tickets and that all these things, but there was, like, one time she was like, I was driving home, and I was emotional, and I was crying, and I just missed the change of miles per hour. And I'm just like, that's still, like, a ticket.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, said something about it when you're in the passenger seat?
Oh, yeah.
Have you gotten in trouble?
She's driving and I'm taking a nap, which, you know, I'm grateful for. I'm taking my nap. And I kind of, like, peek my eyes open. I'm like, 8 miles an hour over? And she's like, shut up.
Oh, okay. So you got put in your place. Interesting.
I know. Hmm. But, you know.
Married life.
I know. Yeah. You got to pay for it.
I guess so.
When she speeds.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, that's all we got for the aftercast. As always, thanks for being a potty, and we will see you tomorrow.
Bye.